Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. It is a delight to have with us here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention a friend of many years, a man I've admired greatly for his courage and his determination to bring to light the plight of the voiceless. In fact, that's the name of one of his movies. He is Jason Jones. He has contributed mightily, I would say, through the film medium to our understanding of a number of problems, whether it's abortion, whether it's the murderous tendencies of Sharia supremacists, whether it is the indifference of people in the West to the plight of Christians being persecuted in our own time and in the past. An amazing man of many gifts who has been involved in human rights education and relief organizations for years. He is also the founder of Movie to Movement, and I'll ask him to say a little bit about it.
It's great to be on your show. I'm flattered. I'm going to put all of that on the back of my next book.
There you go. How about it? It's good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So what brings you to the NRB?
Well, I'm here to promote a new film. It's called I Lived on Parker Avenue. It's this beautiful film produced and directed by a team of young guys from Louisiana, and I said, you guys need to be at NRB, and I'll walk you through the process, because the world needs to see this film, and it's coming out on a digital release on March 8th.
And they can find that at ilivedonparkeravenue.com?
ilivedonparkerav.com.
Av.com, yeah. Got it. Just quickly, the plot line?
It's a young man who's in law school at LSU who wants to find his birth mother, and in this adventure to find his birth mother and father, he discovers that she was actually in an abortion clinic and at the last minute decided to leave. But it's just a beautiful story of love and forgiveness. And there was nothing to forgive, as he says, but the mother the whole time felt as if she needed to be forgiven. And the celebration of adoption, it's one of the most beautiful, it's so artistic, it's one of the most beautiful short films I've ever seen.
Terrific. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
One of the other things I just wanted to mention is that you have brought your skills to bear on behalf of a campaign that we're involved with as well, the Save the Persecuted Christians campaign. One of the films that you've made available to people who want to participate in this by getting a banner in front of their church is a short film also called Sing a Little Louder. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Sing a Little Louder, which you can watch on YouTube. I think, and as a producer, I can say this because I'm not the director, I'm not the director of photography, I'm not the writer. It's the most beautiful short film I've ever seen. It's startling. And it tells the story of a train that broke down on its way to Sachsenhausen in front of a Lutheran church.
True story.
And the unfortunate way in which that congregation responded.
But it wasn't just any old train.
Unfortunately, it was filled with Jews on their way to a concentration camp. And we made this film to inspire the church to speak up against the persecuted in Iraq and Syria. And unfortunately, just like in the 40s, today, we sing louder. We sing in a different way. We watch Netflix. Something uncomfortable comes on radio. We hit the dial, or we're watching television. We turn off the news. And so news organizations have learned not to cover these things. Filmmakers have learned not to make films on these subjects. But at Movie to Movement, our mission is to use the power of film to inspire solidarity with the vulnerable.
Yeah. And really to give voice
to give voice to the voiceless.
Process. And tell us a little bit about how you've made these movies, Jason, because I know you're not a big Hollywood studio by any means.
No.
These are all independent films.
All independent films.
And you've really done it the old-fashioned way, as best I can tell. Just
the way I say it is, I low crawl across America looking for money. You know, we get an idea for a film that needs to be made, and then we just put our head down and fight to get it made. My background is in human rights work and political campaign management, but I discovered that radio, and I started in radio and television and film, this is how we reach millions and millions and millions of people. So I say I'm a human rights activist. My wife says, don't ever say that again. That's not how you feed us. You know, you're a filmmaker. But I look at all of my films have one thing in common, and they promote the incomparable dignity of the human person. And I hope you leave the theater inspired to live a life in solidarity with the vulnerable, which is the most beautiful way to live your life. And you do that, and you've been doing that with discipline and fortitude for decades, and it's a hard, well, people don't understand. There's a lot of folks that do this, I call them tourists. They show up, they make a lot of noise, they act like they own the place, and they leave. And they leave because it's hard, and I don't blame people for leaving these battles.
Talk for a moment, if you would, about a film that I know you had a hand in, too, that I really considered an incredible example of what you just talked about. Very hard to watch, and yet extraordinarily important for people to take aboard, and that was The Stoning of Soraya.
Well, it's a true story about a woman, Soraya, who was framed for adultery because her husband was poor, but he wanted to marry a younger woman from a wealthy family, so he framed her for adultery right after the revolution in Iran. And her aunt, by an Iranian-French journalist's car breaks down as he's fleeing the country. And this aunt, you know, says, "You have to listen to my story. Take my voice with you," is what she told this French journalist. It became an international bestseller, but, you know, really not that well read. Then our mutual friend Cyrus, a director, wanted to make this film.
An Iranian expat himself.
Powerful man, a beautiful man, great filmmaker. And so he went with Steve McAvity, the producer of Braveheart and The Passion of the Christ, together made this film. I came on as an associate producer. Of all the projects I've ever worked on, that was just a tremendous privilege, especially because of the sort of serendipity that the Green Revolution broke out within weeks of our film coming out, which had been bootlegged and heavily distributed in Iran and Iraq. But for me as a filmmaker, and I got involved in the work that I have because as a young father, I lost a child to violence. And as a young infantryman, I got to witness sorrow and suffering around the world and understand how privileged I am. And those two events is what pushed me into this work to protect the vulnerable. And so to be a part of a film that was seen around the world, that was runner-up at Toronto, that won the LA Film Festival, that won the NAACP Image Award for Best Foreign Film, I felt like I was being that aunt's voice. No one was more helpless in the world than Soraya and her aunt, played by the wonderful and courageous Iranian actress, Shreya Ashalu, whose family suffered, who she suffered because of her courage standing up against Iran. To be her voice across decades on the other side of the world, and then that young woman who was Nada, was shot through the head by Iranian forces in a peaceful protest, and her name meant voice. And so we were the voice, we became the voice for Nada, our little film, and we became the voice for Soraya.
I just wanted to say, in terms of what we're about today,
yes,
trying to have a coalition that gives voice to these voiceless around the world, could you just, in the shortest of short form, talk about the importance, as you see it, of complementing the work of the people who are human rights activists, who are on the ground trying to facilitate and, you know, lift the seriously oppressed, by bringing to bear this larger effort?
Oh, now, if you're listening to this, you are singing louder. You are singing to distract yourself from the calls for help, from people who are helpless. They're not weak. These are not weak people. The Chaldeans, the Assyrians, the Yazidis, these are strong people. They're vulnerable. They're placed in impossible situations. You throw an Olympic swimmer in the middle of the ocean, he's going to drown. You put me in a bathtub, I'm okay. You know, I was helpless as a young father to protect my child from violence. I look at this is my duty, this is my obligation, this is not a choice. So if you're listening, you're a leader, you're listening to Frank Gaffney's radio show. If you're listening, you need to go to this website and you need to get this sign in front of your choice in your church. What I love about when ISIS wrote this on the door, and forgive me for saying it as blunt as I did, I said, thanks be to God, this is a good symbol, this is a branded symbol, this is like the Nike swish. This is something we can use, thank you, ISIS, to wake the world up. And the world didn't wake up. You know, we stopped saying never again. We never say never again anymore.
This is our moment. Jason Jones, thank you.
No, thank you,
Frank. The leadership that you exhibit, your help with this Save the Persecuted Christians campaign is really appreciated. I want to just commend to our listeners, SaveThePersecutedChristians.org is where you can find out more about this campaign, how you can help, and also see Sing a Little Louder by Jason Jones. Thank you, my friend.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.